Welcome to number 4 in the tree meditation series, all about hawthorn. Once again, I'm in beautiful Oxfordshire countryside, and I'm sitting beneath a hawthorn tree on the bank of the river. I'm surrounded by sheep, bird life, the flow of the water, and the sound of the humming of bees that you'll hear in the background. Hawthorn is one of my favourite trees. It's a member of the rose family. And I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about its mythology. Hawthorn takes you into the realm of the Fairy Queen. When you see one and you look into its bark, its tangled branches, beautiful blossom, it's like a world of its own. It's an enchanted tree of old magic. Its flower has 5 petals, a significant number in witchcraft. And if you look on the reverse of the blossom flower of the hawthorn tree, you will discover the pentagram symbol of protection spells. If you're out in the woodland yourself, have a look around for a piece of cut wood to make your own talisman to hold while you meditate. But be very careful about cutting the hawthorn tree. In many cultures, this was considered bad luck. Hawthorn is a guardian tree and is very present at the festival of Beltane around the 1st or 2nd of May, when the maypole comes out, and in certain cultures there's the crowning of the May Queen, a goddess symbol. And the crown of the May Queen is often made using the blossom of the hawthorn tree. Hawthorn gifts us many things. For me, above all, when I begin to see the hawthorn coming into blossom in springtime, it reminds us that we need to blossom ourselves in our lives. We've held on through winter and the cooler months, and now it's time to bring into flower and allow whatever it is we desire, what do we want to manifest this year, allow it to come forward. I suggest you sit with hawthorn to open your heart to growth and love, because hawthorn helps us to trust ourselves and let go of fear. Hawthorn often grows in difficult places, chooses to do so, but it lives a long time as a result of this ability it has to overcome things. And many hawthorns can live for up to 400 years, and they make our most ancient hedgerows. So it's a tree that sits on the boundaries, and therefore reminds us of the importance of our own boundaries. And it also embodies great maturity. And that's something we all need in our lives. Whatever age we are, embodying maturity is important. It's a tree of the heart center. It clears any stuck energy or patterns, takes us away from anxiety into our sovereignty by helping us to know our own heart. So let's start our meditation by connecting to our heart space. This is in the center of our chest, where this wheel of energy of love sits. Now I'm going to start the meditation and just talk you in, and I'm going to sound the gong. And then the meditation will be about 10 minutes until you hear the gong chiming again. So I invite you to feel into your heart. Let the hawthorn tree take you there. And explore your own heart as you explore the energy of the hawthorn tree. And now relax to the sounds of nature all around. And listen again for the gong to bring you back in around 10 minutes' time. And start to bring yourself back at the end of your meditation time. Slowly connect to your breaths. Feel your feet on the ground in your body, where you're sitting or lying. And bring your consciousness back into where you are in the here and now. Thank you so much for listening to this meditation.